At those who refuse to hear, for hell was not created for a human, not even the lake of fire was created for a human, I sent a redeemer, my own son, to keep you out of these places, I gave my son, for I love you so much, I redeemed what the first Adam had done, and yet how many of you are hell-bent? How many are you afraid to witness to your families? How many of you live in houses unequally yoked? With a spouse that hates my very name. With a spouse that hates all that is holy. And yet they say, I am doing this for Yahweh and Yahshua's name. You do not honor me. In fact, you dishonor me. For Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. Oh, how I want to shout this. Should you not hate those that hate and despise all that is holy? Should you not hate those that blaspheme my Holy Spirit? What fellowship does Yeshua have with Belial? With Beelzebub? What fellowship can lightness have with darkness? Yet you insist on staying in these marriages that are not a marriage in my eyes. It is a bondage that I despise. For I never join them together, and yet you think you've done me a favor, and all you've done is grieve my soul, as the children are raised in heathen homes, and I've told you a house divided cannot stand, and the spouse cries out to me, deliver me. Oh, if they only would have listened all along. If only they would have realized I divided long ago. So now, my children, get ready. I remind you, you are your brother's keeper. For those of you who have cared, when you've seen your brother or sister go in lack, just remember that I have taken notes, and someone else will be raised up when you are in lack. For those of you that closed your eyes and ears, to our brothers or sisters cry, just remember this, your very cries one day and prayers I will despise. You have been tested. And I know those who have passed the test.